What should a public plaza be? Open, flat, and ceremonial, or a shady, multi-leveled, and personal? 10,000 students every day pass through Smith Plaza at the University of New Mexico, and it's just undergone a major renovation, one that represents a rethinking of how public spaces can influence the way we congregate, interact, and relax. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is landscape architect Aaron Zahm. He's the project manager for the Smith Plaza renovation. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
The former plaza, what was it like?
Very formal, squared off, modernist, dating back to the early 70s, and a lot of pavement. Inhospitable, very hot, no matter what time of year. The scale of it is really not, doesn't match up with a human being walking through that space. You feel very exposed. And for most people, that space was about getting from one side to the other as quickly as you possibly could. So that was the big charge to us. Make this a true heart of the campus, an identifiable place where people will want to come and spend time, whether it's a informal gathering with some friends or just spending some time to study or read a book or relax. And not only for large special events that need big paved plaza space or a place to travel through as quickly as you could.
What kind of outside feedback or opinions did you get in terms of formulating your design?
That stakeholder involvement, outreach to the campus was critical. It was very important for the design to be driven by the people who would be spending time there. So we actually put four different concepts in front of all of the stakeholder groups, and we asked people, what do you like? Which one of these designs speaks to you and why? And the one that we moved forward with really spoke to people, something about the geometry, the inspiration being from plateaus and mesas of central New Mexico. Not a literal interpretation of that, but very much inspired by that. And that form, that line work resonated with people. They seemed to be drawn towards that.
Unlike the previous plaza, one cannot get a complete picture of what the plaza is until you walk into it. It's as if the plaza is withholding information from you.
Yeah, that was deliberate. I mean, we wanted to have a little bit of a surprise. So if you're coming from the duck pond, it's very shady. You get to a point where it's constrained as you're heading east. You're constrained by buildings and by tree canopy. And then you get to the east edge of Smith Plaza and it opens up. So there's this element of surprise as you're approaching that space. And likewise, if you're coming from the west, you don't truly appreciate the openness and the pattern and the vastness of that space until you begin to go down that incline. So it reveals itself as you move down that curved walkway.
And it also makes you curious about where is this leading me?
Sure, hopefully. Good landscape architecture does that. It has that effect on people, whether it's clear to them why or it's just a feeling they get. So I hope Smith Plaza does that.
Aaron Zahm of Albuquerque's MRWM Landscape Architects is behind the redesign of UNM's Central Smith Plaza. The reopening ceremony is August 29th. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.